We're doing the halachot of Shavuot. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim writes, Seder Tfilot Chag Shavuot Yedom Fursam. Everyone knows how we daven on Shavuos, look in the Machzor. And ordinarily we daven the evening prayer late so that we have a full 7 weeks. The Torah says count 7 full weeks to the Yom Tov of Shavuot. Really the main point is that Kiddush has to be at night. Kiddush, the Yom Tov is when the 7 full weeks are up. There's a custom to stay up all night learning in Shavuos. The Medrash says that when we received the Torah on Shavuos, so the night before that everyone was sleeping all night. And Moshe had to come and knock on their doors and say, guys, wake up, time to get the Torah. So we want to fix that. So we show how we're in anticipation of receiving the Torah, we stay up all night. Now, the Sephardim have a custom that they have a whole set of learning that they do. They learn in Tanakh and Zohar and Medrash. There's a whole order that's explained in the Zohar. And you're supposed to do it in that order. If you're up all night, so look up the halachos we discussed about how you wash your hands in the morning. Now, what happens when Shacharis comes the morning of Shavuos? So here in Jerusalem, people walk to the Kotel. You'll see it like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. People start heading out, and it's one of the most beautiful sights you've ever seen. You see people come from all over, Telstone, Arnof, flocks. You see thousands of people coming to the Kotel to daven with the Neitz Shavuos morning. It's an experience. I recommend you all do it. Walking. We can't drive on Yom Tov, right? People walk. Yeah, you'll see. It's an experience. I recommend you do it. So, what usually happens Shavuos by morning? People are standing and davening and dozing off, and standing davening and dozing off. And you'll see a lot of people putting their eyes on their hands on their eyes for Shema, and the hand doesn't come off. You'll see it, and people sit down for Kriya Satorah, and they're out. So how do you overcome that? So the tip is very simple. That's why tonight we're not making a late night. We're ending relatively early. We'll only go till midnight. The recommendation is get ready, sleep. Tonight, get a good night's sleep. Friday night, get a good night's sleep. Take a nap the afternoon before Shavuos. Get ready. If you walk into Shavuos all wiped out, so then that's what it's going to look like. Technically, there's no halacha. You have to stay up all night. If you see that you're not being productive during the night, you're not getting any real learning done. So my recommendation is like this. Put your head down in the Beis Medrash and sleep for an hour or two or three or as much as it takes. So why do I say sleep in the Beis Medrash and not in your beds? Because you have to get used to being in Beis Medrash all night Shavuos. It's important that you do it. It's important that your kids see that you do it. If you need to put your head down, okay, put your head down. If you're not being productive, then there's no point. You know, people think the whole point is being up all night. No, if you're up all night and you're talking to the guy in the back and you're in the coffee room half the time, you're eating cake half the time, you'd be doing everyone a favor if you'd put your head down, sleep for an hour or two, and then get up, wash your hands, and continue learning. Or get up for davening and daven like a mensch. But the point is not the staying up all night. The point is staying up and learning all night. So if you're learning, good. And if you find you can't be productive with your learning, so go to sleep. We have classes here during Shavuos. Some people learn better with classes. Traditionally, I give the last class before everyone walks off. I don't know if I'll have koch for that this year. And I try to make my class with stories, all kinds of far-out topics that people are interested in and stay awake with. I don't know if we'll do that this year or not. We'll see. 1 year we dealt with the story of Sambatyon, the river that throws shooting rocks, and the 10 lost tribes of Israel. That was a class we did 1 year. It's not recorded. It's not online. And 1 year I think we did a class on demons. Demons in Chazal, demons in Shadim. And this year I haven't yet thought of what we'll do, if we'll do. I don't know if I'll be able to make it this year. We'll see. But that's to tell people stay awake. I find it much easier to stay awake talking than listening. But again, the point is to learn. However you learn, you like reading Medrash, read Medrash. Learn. And it's important to get into the habit. It's important that your kids see that you do it. And it's important to learn throughout Shavuos. Yes?
Is there a medium to do something that's particularly hard, but there's extra effort?
No, I don't think so. Learn Torah. Learn well. Whatever Torah you could learn, learn. If you're Sparty, do what Spartim do, which is read Zohar and Tanakh. They have a set thing that the Spartim read. If you're Sparty, that's your custom. Stick to your custom. Some say that on Shavuos we should stand during the reading of the Torah, just like when the Torah was actually given at Sinai. And some say to stand when we read the Haftarah of Yecheskel. And you can imagine that this is not the accepted custom. There's a mitzvah to be happy on Shavuos. We eat and we drink. And we have festive meals. This is the day the Torah was given to Israel. There's a custom that we eat milchik meals on Shavuos. There are all kinds of reasons given. One reason that's given is that when the Torah was given, our vessels needed to be kashered. We didn't know what kosher was beforehand. We were all like gerim. We have to kasher our vessels. We have to tovel our vessels. So we could only eat milchik on the day the Torah was given until we could fix up our vessels. So at any rate, that's the custom. Another custom is, the custom that's really brought in the Ramah, is that you start the meal eating milchik, and then in the middle of the meal, you switch to fleishiks. And the halacha says that bread that was eaten with milchiks, we're concerned maybe a little cream went on it, maybe it's milchik bread, we don't eat it in a fleishik meal, so you'd have to take out a new roll of bread to eat with the second meal, with the second half of the meal, that's going to be fleishiks. And the idea is, this corresponds to the two breads that were brought on Shavuos as a sacrifice, the sacrifice of Shavuos. But I don't know of anyone that has a tradition to do this. The Rama says to do this. I've yet to meet the Jew who could tell me his grandfather did this. Some people do it, because that's what it says in the Rama. But I made a few phone calls this year and last year and the year before to try and verify who has this custom, and I haven't yet found who does. The Rama says to do it. What I found is that people eat one meal milchik, and usually it's the night meal, and the day meal they eat fleishiks. That's the custom I've seen. But that's not what it says in the Rama. Remember that on this day there's a mitzvah to learn, not just the night, the day as well. And in the benching and in the davening, we have the special davening of Yom Tov. In the benching, we have the special editions of Yalav Yovo for Yom Tov. It's customary to read Tehillim on Shavuos, because we have a tradition that David HaMelech was born and passed away on Shavuos. This was the Shabbos he passed away. And we have a custom to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos, because Rus is the genealogy of David and the idea of kindness. The whole Torah revolves around kindness. Megillas Rus isn't about halachas, it's about kindness. I think so.
Because the rabbi kind of said that only one Shavuos started with Shabbos.
So maybe it was that one.
No.
Ask him. So ask him. The Talmud in Shabbos, in Gemara in Shabbos, says that he passed away on Shabbos. And we have a tradition that was Shavuos. So put two and two together. Talmud in Shabbos says that David asked God, when am I going to pass away? God says, I don't tell. That's something I don't tell people. So he said, okay, which day of the week is it? So God said, Shabbos. So David said, let it be Sunday. So God said, no, Sunday, your son has to take the throne. I'm not pushing him off. So David said, let it be Friday. And God said, no. The commentaries discuss why he preferred this day and that day and not Shabbos. But at any rate, it says in the Talmud, he passed away on Shabbos. It's a clear Gemara in Shabbos, because King Solomon had a question, is he allowed to move his father's corpse from the yard? His father passed away in the yard, and the sun was beating down on it, and he didn't want the corpse to be sitting in the sun. So he didn't know if he's allowed to move it, if it's mukta on Shabbos or not. So he sent the question to the sages. So there it's clear that he passed away on Shabbos. And it's known the Medrash that he passed away on Shavuos. So you could say they're conflicting Midrashim. Ask for a plane and ask him. I just gave you the sources. Now you bring the question back to him. I don't know. So in Megillas Rus, we hear about how Rus came and joined Judaism, just like all of the Jewish people did. It gives us perspective. Sometimes when we think about Judaism, we think, my grandfather was this, my great-grandfather was that. On the day we receive the Torah, we read Megillas Rus again to remind all of us that all of us are Gerim. that all of us started off like this. On the day we received the Torah, on that day specifically, we review the Megillah of Rosh, and it's a certain reminder to all of us that we're really all like that, and the Torah itself says that concept. Okay?
Question?